678, what you need. I did give the, in case you're not aware or you're someone else, I have a passenger who does not speak English that lost the bag. We located the bag and gave her the information. However, she's not able to understand the information. We gave her a customer service number where she can have a translator. I left her at a stop, and then she came running to a stoplight in a very unsafe manner. She's back on board on my bus, and I am 26 minutes late. I am unsure on what to do. I don't know exactly what to tell you. We've given her the information. That's all we can do. That's the only way that she's going to be able to talk to somebody in her language. I mean, if she wants to ride, she can ride. I don't know where she's going, but we can't do anything else for her at this point.
Copy that. As long as you're aware, so I don't get in any misunderstandings. I'm not sure. I'm not able to continue talking to her because I will continue getting further behind. And at this point, I am not sure if you want me to just continue on my normal route or how to proceed.
And you don't have anybody, I'm assuming, on the bus now that may speak her language?
That is correct.
And you're not able to sort of sign language with her that, like, point to the number you gave her and, like, put phone up to your ear, like, you need to call this number?
Yeah, like I said, I did give her that phone number. I guess she was not happy with the way that was going, and so she just ran back into the bus. So, I mean, she's here on the bus trying to still translate, but I mean, I had a bunch of people that went really upset to a different bus six, you know, trying to get to their homes and destination. So, I'm just unsure what to do, but I mean, I'm assuming you want me to continue on my normal route. I'm 28 minutes late.
All right, let's just go ahead and have you roll. And we'll, I guess she'll just have to ride with you. We can't continue to hold you up because she doesn't understand.
Copy that. Thank you.
1747.